Okay, in this episode of the podcast, we're going to talk about folksonomy. Google Image Labeler, which is an interesting game that allows two individuals acting anonymously to each other to produce matching tags for an image, demonstrates that there is a set of conditions that can actually produce effective forms of metadata for information artifacts. This is a kind of process that generates folksonomy, and I think increasingly folksonomy as an example of social filtering is becoming important with the tremendous volumes of information that are now available through social media platforms. The term is a portmanteau of folk plus taxonomy that's been credited to Thomas van der Waal, and it dates back to 2004 when websites such as Delicious and Flickr began to grow in popularity and people were tagging their own images, and tagging became something that people did as part of their interaction on these social media platforms. Van der Waal notes that ad hoc tagging capabilities were even around in the 1980s with platforms like Lotus Magellan and on some of the early CompuServe forum libraries there was some user enabled tagging available at the time. Here's van der Waal's definition of the term folksonomy, though, to give it a more formal sense. He writes, quote, folksonomy is the result of personal free tagging of information and objects, anything with a URL, for one's own retrieval. The tagging is done in a social environment, usually shared and open to others. Folksonomy is created from the act of tagging by the person consuming the information. The value in this external tagging is derived from people using their own vocabulary and adding explicit meaning, which may come from inferred understanding of the information object. People are not so much categorizing as providing a means to connect items, placing hooks to provide their meaning in their own understanding. Unquote. There are a couple of key points in this definition. Tagging is done in a social environment. People do it informally, and they do it to provide meaning for themselves. But in so doing, they provide a collective value that emerges out of these interactions. Observing this trend towards user-generated tagging, Shirky, writing in 2005, declared, quote, what we're seeing when we see the web is actually a radical break with previous categorization strategies rather than an extension of them. What I think is coming instead are much more organic ways of organizing information than our current categorization schemes allow, based on two units, the link, which can point to anything, and the tag, which is a way of attaching labels to links. The strategy of tagging, free-form labeling, without regard to categorical constraints, seems like a recipe for disaster, but as the web has shown us, you can extract a surprising amount of value from big, messy data sets. So what we have here is social filtering as a way of producing meaning from a large collection of information artifacts. Given the lack of preordained structure or imposed classification schema in a folksonomy, how is it that any collection of tags can provide collective value beyond that of the individual who's choosing ad hoc the tags to assign to content? In other words, how do individual uncoordinated efforts at tagging produce any kind of consensus or convergence of meaning? Google's PageRank algorithm is an example of where individual efforts of linking to websites produces collective value in the form of ranked search results. Okay, so here, and we're going to take this up in the next lecture as well, Google has created a platform, and Image Labeler is also another good example where you're using individual effort in a coordinated way, and the platform itself, the social media platform, is acting as the intermediary there to coordinate the two independent or seemingly independent actions. Both social and technical factors combine to produce collective value through the independent tagging effort, but visibility is the key. So this is the whole opticism idea within Brun's producage concept. With systems like Delicious, the process of tagging allows a user to choose whatever term they wish for any artifact, but it will also display recommendations based on similar type tags from other users. An individual may choose to ignore those tags or may choose to include those tags and seeing how they might add additional value to their own tagging system by identifying other resources from other users. In other words, using other people's tags on your information artifacts is a way of linking to a wider range of resources that may actually add value to your own system. There is a social element to this function that can support a convergence of tags without pre-imposed systems. Bruins notes a study on tagging with Delicious showing that stable patterns actually emerge after the first 100 or so bookmarks to the same resource. So there's been a study that's indicated that as you scale up the tagging, that some stability seems to emerge in terms of the choice of tags assigned to any given artifact. Okay. And again, Google Image Label also demonstrates the possibility of this probabilistic outcome emerging from large-scale independent efforts. Bruins concludes, useful knowledge structures emerge from this approach by way of a probabilistic network effect through a distributed and granular process of categorizing content by a diverse community of producers rather than through direct application of external predetermined taxonomic classification schemes by knowledge experts. Okay. Knowledge experts is an important consideration in this regard because the preferred meaning of any information artifact may differ depending on who is tagging it. So the goal of social tagging is to allow the community itself and the communities within the communities to establish more organically the tagging schemes that will help them make sense of the proliferating number of information artifacts available on the web. ¶¶